see, Gray Hat, it works.
Well, Google says anything that you do to try to manipulate the rankings is a no-no.
That could be anything from adding a tag to your page, I guess.
Yeah, going out and getting links anywhere. You know, anything you're if you're trying to manipulate the search engines, then that's a no-no.
Uh-huh.
So we are definitely trying to manipulate the search engines, you know, the rankings, by linking. Any linking campaign is manipulating it. I think the article things and that kind of stuff, you know, the article campaigns, the social bookmarking, is considered a little bit more white hat, and because this is so purposefully done, you know, you're paying for links, well, you're paying for access to a place where you can get links and a lot of them.
Right.
They would consider that a no-no. So that's why I say it's gray hat. Black hat, to me, it was cloaking. It was really being
deceptive.
Devilish.
Yeah.
We didn't send people like I said, we wouldn't send people we were trying to get to instant sales letters to a horse racing site, you know, not like that. But still,
right.
It was, I do remember I was cloaking a lot for Labrador Retrievers because my neighbors were selling them at the time. And this lady, and so we got all the keywords, and Labrador Retriever Rescue was one of the keywords. And, of course, the page that Google saw was all about, you know, Labrador Retriever Rescue. And I don't know how she got my number. Oh, yeah, she called the neighbor because we were cloaking, and all that traffic went to their website. So she kept calling her on my neighbor, and then my neighbor called me, and she was, you know. Long story short, I ended up taking the dog that she wanted rescued, and we still have him. His name is Colby. He's a black Labrador. So that kind of stuff, you know, did happen, but I wasn't trying to be too evil.
Okay, well, let's. So that was great. That was a really good education on SEO and get people just kind of a little bit of a state of the union and some things going on right now that they can really start using. You know, we've been talking about, before we get into the other two sections, most of our conversation is centered around Google. Is there any other search engines that you pay attention to anymore?
I don't. Google has the lines market.
So they're
the
lines just
Karen,
the,
and I don't
the gorilla,
even
and it's like, don't even
yeah,
worry.
And it's just getting worse and worse. And I feel, and I wish kind of, as much as I've loved Google in the past, you know, and I do, and a lot of my friends used to work for Google. They've since retired. You know,
Very wealthy.
Oh, yeah. One of my friends was employee number 25.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a house in lots of locations now. How good. But I kind of wish there was somebody that could come up and give them some competition, you know, so we all weren't relying on that one super big monster of a search engine. And I do like them. I mean, they do good work in the world, I think. You know, I think they do. You know, their motto is do no evil. So you kind of got to have to like that. But then again, they have a lot of control over people's life, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think, before we get into the other sections on lifestyle and giving, so a couple quick SEO things for you. What do you think about video or, I don't know, anything else that might pop up high? Like right now, I guess images possibly.
To be honest, I have done a lot of testing on ranking images. Actually, I was trying to rank Jimmy's cover letter image.
Yeah.
And I have done it sideways, upside down, every which way I can think of, and I've not been able to rank one of his images. So I can't speak on that, you know. And I've been asking people, how do you rank a freaking image? People go, oh, put anchor text here, that. And I'm like, I've done that. I've studied the competition in that. I can't figure it out. So if somebody has that figured out, I'll give them $1,000.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, and they can get, you know, call or not call me. I barely ever answer the phone.
just shoot you an email through the
site. Yeah, I will, because it's that, you know, I want that information. See,
and then what about video like YouTube?
So,
and Google.
So this
YouTube.
Is what I hear. I hear if you embed videos, and a lot of people, some of my customers do embed videos into our link networks, that they rise up in both YouTube and Google. Now, you know, that this is just kind of what I hear in the peripheral. There's not that many people doing it. I've never tested it. That's something I want to test, and that's something that actually that's on the top of my list to test because I'm starting to hear that more and more, and I don't know if I believe it, to tell you the truth. I know a lot of guys way back a couple years ago were linking to videos that they did in YouTube, and that was rising them up pretty quickly.
Yeah, but, I mean, the way I look at it is anything that has a quick hit usually has a quick downfall.
Yeah. Yeah, so it does. And, you know, sites will bounce around a lot before they settle in, too. So there is a lot of that with everything.
Yeah.
But with the images and YouTube videos, I'm pretty much, you know, I'll pay for anybody to who has some study on that, some test results.
Perfect. Yeah, I think, like, the more long-term stuff that, you know, you talk about and that you develop, that seems to have more staying power.
Yeah, and it's like... I'm ranking somebody right now for the term internet marketing. Pretty cool.
Wow, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, in the Google change, it was the first one. He dropped a couple steps, you know, a couple spots, probably. But he's on the first page still. But then, you know, we just keep linking. We stay in the course, and that's what everybody consensus is. You know, you just got to stay the course until we can definitely figure out what was the cause of something.
Got it. Okay. Well, let's segue into, you know, we're into three things at Maverick, which is, you know, the making more and having more fun in our lifestyle and then also giving back more. So let's talk about having more fun, because that's, you know, one of the things that I always enjoy when we spend time together is you have a huge smile on your face and laughing and just, you know, really, yeah, you really enjoy life, and I love that.
I do, and I do have fun. So having more fun, that's kind of funny because I'm like, God, I have a lot of fun. And like I was telling you before the call, my mom's like, you have too much fun.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a pretty good life there. I wouldn't be doing any complaining about nothing. You know, sometimes I'll have a bad day.
Yeah. I think, you know, why not? I mean, we all deserve that as long as we actually allow ourselves to have that. So,
yeah, and, you know, and I don't have kids, which makes it a lot easier for me to go places and do things and be more carefree. I think if I had children, it might be different, but you have children, you seem to be doing it pretty well. but that was another thing that attracted me about Maverick so much, and it made me so jealous that I couldn't join because I hadn't gotten to that seven-figure point because of all the fun trips that you guys do. I mean, some of that stuff... Because I was always kind of a risk taker. I've skydived 3 times. You know, I've done a lot of different wild stuff. But you guys were like, you know, all my buddies were going, and I couldn't go. I was so jealous. So I'm definitely going to, you know, take you up on some of those trips that are going to be happening this year and next year. You know, I really wanted to go to South Africa, you know, and I couldn't go. So.
Yeah, well, we'll have more cool, crazy stuff. So. What's your philosophy on that? I mean, how do you balance your work with lifestyle?
Well, I do work a lot, so it's not like I don't work a lot. And when people see me at the seminars and stuff, they may see, you know, because I'm the kind of person I'm happy. I'm at the bar. I'm spilling beer. I'm joking. You know, that's kind of wild. But when I'm home, I'm pretty focused.
Yeah.
I work a lot. I'm building a business. You know, just like any business, I have issues to deal with. I had to fire somebody yesterday. It was horrible.
That sucks.
Yeah, and you know, I have cogs in my systems, things like that. But every Friday at 5 o'clock, I have my whole neighborhood come and have cocktails.
That's cool. So that's something that you initiated.
I live out in the country, so it's I know my neighbors more here than I did when I lived in San Francisco. Even though we're 10 acres apart.
That's pretty
cool.
So you initiated every Friday, 5 p.m.
Every Friday, 5 o'clock. That, if I'm in town, that's where I'm at, rain or shine, having a martini.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes it goes into all night, you know, we'll bust the dry tip. And, of course, I'm in an area that has a lot of Latinos, so they'll come over and they'll bring their trucks and turn up the music out of their trucks. So it's going boom, 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 you know. We have a lot of bonfires.
Yeah, you know what? But that's really cool because I'm such a big believer in it has to be proactive. If you're not, you know, you can sit back and be like, oh, I'm bored, or, you know, I'm not having not really having a good time, but you have to actually create that in some cases.
Yeah, and now that I'm doing better, you know, and it's not like I always was ever doing bad. I mean, I always because I made a lot of money doing consulting. You know, when I came into internet marketing, I had to make like $15,000 a month just to survive back in those days.
Right.
So I could be making money, but I was still broke. But now it's like now I have more money to spend on, you know, catering, you know, doing stuff like that. We're putting a little stage in the backyard. Well, it's not like a huge backyard. I have 10 acres. But we're making a stage so we can have bands, you know. So I love that kind of shit, you know. And I love getting my neighbors involved.
Right.
Some of them drink, some of them don't. My parents live right down the street. I bought them a house right down the street.
Nice.
We sell olive oil. My dad has an olive oil thing. So
yeah, I think you sent me some of that, right?
I did. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, so yeah, we're doing. You know, it's like a hobby business, but it keeps my dad really active, and he loves it. My gosh, he goes to the wineries out here, and he talks about olive oil, and he sells. You know, so that's his thing. So yeah, the fun stuff. Definitely.
Just lifestyle. I mean, what do you tell someone who's, I don't know, maybe starting out in their business, and how important is lifestyle, or is it?
Well, it was the lifestyle I wanted, which made me quit my first job that I had after 5 years, and that was because I didn't want anybody to tell me when I could have my time off. You know, I needed to be able to say, I just needed that control. So that was the first thing that started me going in my lifestyle choices. Some people need that every day. I mean, you know, the security of that. I wasn't one of them, thank God, because actually I liked it, but it was more important for me to be able to have control over my own time.
Right.
And now it's the same thing. I mean, like I said, I could be broke at $15,000-$20,000, and then I could be skating along at $30,000-$40,000 a month, and I was for a couple years. Just, you know, this is cool. It wasn't hard. I could pretty much do whatever I wanted. I didn't have to work as hard. You know, the people I had in support were handling most things. But then, you know, I wanted to get up to that extra step, and mostly it's because I wanted to join, not mostly, but the big thing was I wanted to join Mavericks and go on these things with you guys. I had your business card, your metal business card that you gave me on my computer. I'm like, if these guys can do it, I can do it.
That's right. If these jackasses can
do it. You know, I'm thinking, hey, and it's true, and I think that's a real adage too. If you want to be a millionaire, hang out with the millionaires, because then you can see that they're just average people, just like you are. They're not any smarter.
With serious neuroses and
you know, there's every walk of life, just like there is in every other business. But the
it's definitely I mean, it's funny, right? Because there really is no difference, and I've been privileged now to. And part of it is through, you know, when you're great friends, and, you know, get to meet John Paul DeJoria, who's a billionaire. I've hung out with Richard Branson many times. I think those are the only two billionaires I know, but I've also hung out with many, I don't know what they would be called, 100 millionaires or whatever it is. And they're all the same.
Elite millionaires, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they're all, everyone's the exact same. And when you strip away that part of it, it's, I mean, you get into, you know, just really finding out who they are. They're, a lot of them are the same sort of silly, you know, goofy people. And
exactly. And you know, a lot of times I'm meeting people that I don't even know what they do, and I was like, I'm getting to be friends with them before I even, you know, like my client, I'm like, well, what do you do?
Right.
You know? And then he goes into his business thing, I'm like, wow. But it was, you know, we've been having fun. Like, he was on the cruise, and that thing, and you just, like, people like that, you get to know, and also, what do you do?
Right.
And,
that's very good.
To know, you know, and then it's like, wow, but, yeah, hanging out with the people that you want to be like, and that's, I was definitely hanging out with all you guys, and so I was like, finally, I was like, okay, and there came to be a point in my time, in my life, where my partner, 12 years, went to go be with her guru, and I chose to stay here, so, of course, I had a lot more time on my hands. And my BFF said to me, you know what, you really need to just focus on your SEO business. That thing just plugs away. You're trying all these other stuff. You know, you really need to focus. So
yeah, that's definitely a good lesson,
yeah.
Especially for ADD like entrepreneurs that we are. I have a journal full of ideas.
Oh God,
you know
so
what
many
I've
ideas.
Resigned myself to, and I'll see if it works or not. But I have this project that you know, you probably heard about with the Maverick stuff, Maverick 1 million, which is to get 1 million kids to start up their own businesses by 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And so my goal is just to have all of us that have tons of ideas to stick them into little idea incubators on an online platform, and then let the kids run with it, and then you can mentor them, or if you want, or you can partner up with them if you want in some way.
Yeah, I really like that.
And then it sort of gets you that juice of the new project going and so forth, but you can focus along on what your real business is. So
I know, you know, because it is hard to stay focused. I'm like, God, it's not. I got customer. You know, it's just it didn't feel sexy to me. It didn't feel, but it was something I knew inside and out. And I do like it. I do love SEO. So
right.
I just finally resigned to myself and went, okay, I'm going to grow this business. And anytime anybody comes to me and say, hey, Dory, I got this great idea. Let's go into business together. I'm like, nope, because I do that too.
That's really. That's hard to do.
I
haven't quite figured that one out right now.
Well,
but
my best friend will kick my ass if I do it. She also works for me, so.
All right. Well, let's talk about the last section, which is you know, give more. What's your philosophy on?
Well,
having an impact.
I've always tried. You know, let's see. How am I going to say this? Trying is failing with honor, so I'm not going to say I tried. I have always believed in tithing. I learned that from Tony Robbins way back in the early 90s, was a big proponent in that in the 90s when I was making money, was tithing at least 5% and mostly 10% to the organizations that I was involved in. And like I was talking to you earlier on the call, when I feel like I'm coming from fear and I'm not giving back, I'm not giving away, that's when things seem to be harder for me financially.
Right.
You know, when I'm worried about making that $15,000-$20,000 so I can pay for my ranch, it's harder to make. And I don't know, for somewhere along the way there, in this last period, this last maybe 10 years, I let go a couple years ago where it was just like, whatever, you know, I don't know. I started taking care of my parents full time, and I think that was really, you know, giving back. That was like the start of my giving back. And with that, I think, I don't know, it's just like, that was also, I think, inspired me to make more money, too.
Yeah, because you had a bigger reason.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want them to lose the ranch that they were on. Their income was going down while their mortgage was going up, you know, things like that. So I just totally took financial responsibility for them. And so with that, I feel like, you know, that could be part of my tithing. But right now I'm working on tithing 5% and getting up to 10%.
And the tithing, I mean, I guess that's normally tied into a religious kind of thing. Is that how you look at it, or is it just causes and...
No, not really. I feel like it's just anything that I'll give it to people that have inspired me or have helped me in the past. Like I just sent $1,000 to this guy that used to be the minister of the church I used to go to. He's not doing it anymore, but he had helped, you know, I thought he was really great then. And when I say minister of the church, this is San Francisco. It's multi-faith. It's very world religious type of thing, not, you know, Eastern religion, Native American type of that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, you know, I did it anonymously, just things like that. I try to give to the local kid stuff. I just went to a FFA, Future Farmers of America.
Uh-huh.
I live in the country. I know when I was going to high school, these were all the geek kids. They're out here, they're the cool kids, let me tell you. You know, and gave them $2,500, and that was, it just made their freaking day. So, you know, things like that where I'm starting to do that now, because I'm still building my business and I don't have anything concrete, like I don't have my own charity, my own thing. But I do have my, a film that I do. I did. It's on the history of the lesbian, gay, civil rights movement. It's a documentary I did in the early 90s. And I finished it in 98, and I showed it all over the country, but I could not afford to buy the rights to the archival footage and music to get it out there. So once I really get going, that's like my giving back, is a film on that history to help kids who are coming out of the closet in their high schools to know that there were people that came before them, and, you know, it just helps to know the history of I think, culture.
Right. Anyway, and yeah, I mean, I think it's...
I'm very proud of the film. It's really great.
If you're associated with it, I'm sure it's awesome.
Well, thank you.
Well, from your graphical design point of view, and, you know, I've seen some of the footage from other stuff like your designs, and so I know it's going to be first rate.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been shown at film festivals and things like that, but I want to be able to get it out, you know, and it's not even about selling it. It's just about getting it out there. It's like a reader's digest of the history.
You should stick a little project up on, like, Indiegogo. Have you seen that?
No, because I can't get sidetracked. I can't.
You put someone else in charge of it.
Yeah, I tried that. You know,
driver.
Okay, I'm not there yet. See, I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
On my management skills.
Well, yeah, I don't have any management skills. But
yeah. But that's my big thing, giving back. I give a lot to the organizations. I've volunteered to a lot of different organizations through the years and things like
that.
I rode my bike across the country in 2000 for an organization, you know, that they were what was it? Their vision had come, and, you know, to fruition, and so we celebrated that. And actually, that's why I stopped all my contracts at Google. I mean, not at Google, at Apple.
Go ride the bike across the country. That's pretty awesome. One of my buddies did that too. He said it's like a life changing event for him.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and I organized it, and I rode in it, and I rode it. So
that's cool.
So that's when I came back, and I was like, okay, let's do something different now.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, this has been wonderful, and I think if people are paying attention here, they definitely would have got a ton of info out of the SEO stuff and the, you know, just your theme about focusing and the certainly around the impact and just letting go and not feeling so not having the scarcity mindset and having abundance mindset actually releases that aspect and actually propels your business forward and your financial income forward. So I think that's powerful.
Yeah.
As many times as I say it in different ways, it's always great to hear it from everyone else and how it's affected them and how they've done it. All right.
Yeah,
so any last thoughts to anyone listening?
You know, just on that, that's how I knew I fell into the right group of guys way back then in 2001 because of that mindset that a lot of people have in this industry, which I really love. You know, at least the people I hang out with and know. I don't know. The other things I did learn along the way, I'll just, briefly point on is systems, creating systems, getting your skill set down and creating systems and outsourcing. Those are big things for me, you know, building my own business.
Right. Well, you said that you're not a good manager, so how are you?
No.
How are you outsourcing well?
I just had to fire somebody. I hired the wrong person. Actually, David Jennings, Melbourne SEO Services.com, he has a course on how to hire people, and he gave me like the Reader's Digest version of it, and so I've hired better people from that. So I'm learning slowly but surely on how to hire and manage people. And I do have 10 employees, so I guess I'm okay.
Oh really? Oh well, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So
when you're is this the outsourcing? Are the 10 employees, are they in the U.S. or is it?
Three of them are in the U.S. and the rest are in either India, Philippines, Pakistan.
the
I have a guy in Pakistan.
The doorbell means my 5-year-old is home.
Okay, we're done. Thank you, Yannick.
Wait, hold on. We'll do a proper goodbye.
Okay.
So, hello, Zach.
That is cute. You can hear him in the background.
So that's life working at home. It's so.
Yeah, I know. Hello, I'm surprised my dogs haven't barked.
That's a little real world.
Little
real world snippet into my world. Every time Zach comes home from school, he's got fascinated with ringing his doorbell every once.
Oh, it's the doorbell now when he comes home.
Yeah,
that's cute.
Well, this is great. So once again, people should go check out DoryFriend.com and stay up to date on the tests and the SEO things that you're doing. And are you available for hire for the right people?
Well, not personally. I actually I recommend people, but I do. You know, I build networks and I lease out networks, and that's my primary business. I don't do personal SEO anymore for people.
Okay, so
I can recommend people.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I appreciate it, Dory. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. And I look forward to seeing you next time I see you.
Yeah, well, hopefully
you'll be throwing some beer on you.
It'll be sooner than later.
Yeah.
One of the crazy adventures or somewhere else.
Yep, I'm sure.
Okay. Thanks, Dory. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.